Some youngsters want to be astronauts when they grow up, or police officers, doctors, or plumbers. Arlene wanted to be a sardine. Once again, our ambassador to the world of kiddie literature, Daniel Pinkwater, has reeled in a winner of a children's book. It's called Arlene Sardine. It's by Chris Roschka, and Daniel joins us now from his home in upstate New York. Daniel, good to be back with you.
Scott, it's my pleasure. Do you ever feel like a small fish in a large pond?
No.
Me neither, actually.
For the sake of
actually,
example, yes.
This is a story. But, you know, I have to make some sort of preliminary comments and disclaimers, mm-hmm. Scott.
All right.
I am informed mm-hmm. that some adults have a problem with this book because of something which happens in the course of the story, which let's not reveal now.
Okay.
But I'm reliably informed that kids love it. Mm-hmm. So those adults who are going to get upset by something in this story, which I think we should probably just read.
Yeah, I think we should. Should you begin or should I?
I should.
Okay.
So you want to be a sardine.
I knew a little fish once who wanted to be a sardine.
Her name was Arlene. Arlene wanted to be a sardine.
Arlene was born in a fjord.
I take this moment to say that the illustrations, the watercolor illustrations, are just top flight.
Yeah.
Lovely, happy, beautiful palette. This picture of a fjord above and below sea level. It's a wonderful thing. And down at the bottom we see Arlene. This Arlene was a kind of little fish called a bristling. She was a happy little bristling because she had about 100,000 friends.
And boy, you see them all, don't you?
They're all there, all looking identical, including Arlene, who's labeled otherwise undiscernible.
Yeah. First they swam this way.
Then they swam that way.
When Arlene was two, she was fully grown. For a little fish, she was grown up enough to become a sardine.
First thing, Arlene swam into a big net, a purse net, a big purse net.
Arlene swam around in the net for 3 days and three nights and did not eat anything, so her stomach would be empty. There is a word for this. The word is thronging.
On the third day, the net was lifted out of the water and emptied onto the deck of a fishing boat.
Here on the deck of the fishing boat, Arlene died.
However, Arlene's story is not over, because she was put on ice in a box with her friends.
Arlene sailed to the factory.
Machines there, grading machines, sorted Arlene in between other fish her size.
Arlene took a short, salty bath.
Then she was smoked delicately.
She was delicately smoked.
Delicately smoked was she.
I'll bet Arlene felt well rested on the conveyor belt.
When Arlene reached the big packing room, she was picked up
and put into a little can, a one-quarter Dingley can.
So named for Josiah Dingley, the inventor of the can, Scott.
Did you just make that up?
Yes.
Okay. But from now on, it's fact.
Yes. They were packed like sardines, which could be like this, two layers, picture shows it.
Or like this, cross-packed.
Picture shows it.
Or like this, one layer.
Picture shows it. I wonder if Arlene was a little nervous for the final inspection.
Last thing, Arlene was covered in oil, olive oil, closed up with no air inside, hermetically, and cooked in her can.
At last, Arlene was a little fish in oil, packed in a can. A little fish packed in oil in a can is a, say it, Scott.
Sardine. Arlene was a sardine.
A sardine is what Arlene was.
This is a book that's remarkable for the way it deals with death by, in a sense, not dealing with it.
It's a nonfiction book told as a story. Mm-hmm. We've personified one sardine out of many, making her contribution. Happily, joyously.
Yeah. And, of course, the whole idea is that this is the fruition of Arlene's greatest desire, isn't it?
Yes, yes.
There's a very light hand in the way this book teaches things, but at the same time, you know, just for a few pages, it teaches a lot. I mean, it teaches about cans, it teaches about the concept of hermetically sealed, which keeps air out, it teaches about what a brizzling is.
Yes. I would say that you come out of this with everything you'd get from the children's encyclopedia article. Mm-hmm. What isn't included, because how would he have known, is that my Uncle Ben really liked to have sardines on toast with butter and a cup of hot chocolate, which is actually a great combination.
Well, I'll have to take your word for it.
Take my word for it.
Sure,
take my word for it.
Well, Daniel, wonderful talking to you. Thanks for bringing this book to our
Scott,
attention.
Scott, it was a pleasure taking a swim with you.
Glub, glub. The book is called Arlene Sardine. It's written by Chris Roschka, published by Orchard Books. That's a division of Scholastic. Daniel Pinkwater's latest book is Uncle Boris in the Yukon and Other Shaggy Dog Stories. Daniel joins us, as always, from his home in the Hudson River Valley.